Welcome to another episode of Woman on the Verge podcast. I am your host, Tamika Chapman, and I am super excited that I get to connect with women and men all over the world and bring them to you. So I am excited for each episode that we bring forth. It's always going to be amazing conversation with amazing women and men from all over the globe. Today's episode is no different. Absolutely no different, as we will continue to bring fire after fire after fire of interviews with people that you really need to hear and learn from. This is not your fluff stuff type podcast. We love to laugh, we love to have fun, but I also love to share an encouraging word with my listeners. I will love if you all would give me a great review. I would love if you all would share this podcast with everyone that you know so that we can have more ears to hear the amazing content that's being shared. Again, welcome to another episode, and I look forward to hearing your reviews of today's episode afterward. Our guest today is the amazing, the beautiful, the talented, the motivational entertainer herself, Shardell Moore. Let me just give you a little bit more about who this phenomenal woman is. Shardell Moore is a multi-talented motivational entertainer and entrepreneur. As an award-winning television personality, international motivational speaker, poet, creative director, and rising artist, Shardell is blazing a new trail of positive entertainment and empowering people all over the globe. With a decade of professional experience in television and motivation speaking, Shardell's energy and her stage presence is certainly unparalleled. She has carved out her own lane, intersecting spirituality, personal development, and infinite creativity that inspires change and transforms lives. Here are some iconic moments about Ms. Shardell Moore. In 2019, Shardell stepped out on faith to launch Motivational Moore LLC, a motivational multimedia and communications company aimed to elevate the human consciousness through speaking, TV, digital content, and music. Prior to launching her business, Shardell spent 5 years as a television host, reporter, and creative producer at Fox 45 Baltimore. Anchored and launched Baltimore's first daily lifestyle and entertainment talk show called Be More Lifestyle. Since 2009, Shardell has toured nationally and internationally as a keynote speaker at hundreds of conferences, universities, and festivals, sharing tools her audiences can use to break down barriers and unleash their gifts. She's worked with some of the most leading media companies, including CBS, BET, and the CW. She's also starred in TV commercials for Chevrolet, Colgate, The Home Depot, Kaiser Permanente, Shoppers, and social ad campaign for Macy's. She is the national cover model and former Miss Caribbean Metro USA, where she served as a spokesperson for the Caribbean American community. And she has a loyal social media tribe of over 25,000 followers. Who can blame them? Everybody would love to be connected to such an amazing woman as Shardell Moore. And so today you get to hear my conversation with this lady. Not only that, but she is also the summer issue cover girl, the trailblazing woman of Woman on the Verge magazine. Yes, Woman on the Verge magazine. She is our cover girl for the summer. We are so excited to partner with her. We're so excited to collaborate with her. We're so excited that she said yes. We appreciate her yes. And so we're going to dive deep into our conversation with Shardell, and we hope that you actually love and enjoy our conversation. Welcome back to Woman on the Verge podcast. I'm super, super, super duper excited to have my, oh my gosh, transformational, inspirational, motivational
exceptional woman, Miss Shardell Moore, here with us. I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome, Shardell. How are you?
What's up, queen? I give thanks for another day. How are you?
I am doing amazing. I'm even more amazing now that I'm talking to you. Now I get a chance to connect with you again.
Yes. God is the source, baby. I'm telling you. Yes.
So first of all, I want to just say, how are you? You know, in today's time with, you know, this whole COVID-19, we're all just trying to survive in this thing. How are you doing? How are you holding up?
Well, first and foremost, I'm blessed. I am healthy. I can't complain. I have a roof over my head. I have food. There is so many things that I could complain about that I'm not going through. You know, obviously, this virus has taken a huge toll on my business, but it's also allowed me to do deep internal work, you know what I mean? And just made me realize like what is truly important. I've already was doing some deep internal work, but this already took it to the next elevation. So to be honest, sis, I can't complain. I give thanks, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, so here's the thing. The podcast, Woman on the Verge, is all about empowering women. Empowering
yes.
them by allowing them journeys of other women so they can find themselves in that other woman. They can find themselves within her journey and say, okay, this is where I am right now. So if, you know, if she only takes 10 more steps, maybe if I take 10 more steps, I can make it through, right? So I want to talk a little bit about your journey of becoming, because you are a trailblazing woman, right? You are a trailblazer, I think. First of all, let me just say that Ms. Shardell Moore is the cover girl of our summer issue of Woman on the Verge magazine. She's a trailblazer. Can you share a little bit with us, like your journey of coming up and then how you started to make your moves into being a trailblazer?
Absolutely. Being a trailblazer, where do I even start? You know, I've always been different. Like ever since I was a little girl, I've always been fascinated with creativity, been fascinated with the arts. And one thing that I can honestly say, to be a trailblazer, you have to stay to your authentic voice. I feel like every single person in this world has something so divine, something so unique to offer, but we've been conditioned to believe that we have to be like everyone else. And a trailblazer is somebody who's willing to go outside of the box. And not only willing to go outside of the box, willing to believe in themselves. You know, self-belief is the foundation for success. But this journey of life is not easy, and it will test each and every one of us. My media journey, it's a very, very interesting journey. It's definitely been a journey. The short version, in 2012, I left my job in sales, and I told myself, I'm going to do television. I did not have a job lined up. I had passion, I had heart, I had hustle. I was hosting an online Caribbean music show, and prior to that, I was an intern at BET and I ended up becoming a production assistant, left BET to chase money. And for a year, I was in sales, but I was like, this is not what I wanna do. And so many of us women, we know what that feeling is. You're at a job, you know you have talent, you know you have potential, but that's not exactly what you wanna do. So I decided to jump. And for 2 years, I freelanced in the DC market. I worked in radio for $8 an hour. I hosted a show for free online, hosted a show, I mean, well, not online, on television, actually. Hosted a show on digital media for like $60 a shoot. I'm sending my demo reel all over the country, over the country. You know what I mean? And I had this passion. I said, you know what? I'm gonna get a full-time TV job. No one was calling me, but I was working extremely, extremely hard. Regardless of whatever I was doing, I was giving my 110%. And this is the thing I want your queens to realize. Like, queens, let me tell you, regardless of your current situation right now, this is not your final situation. You got to be able to make the most of whatever you have now to lead you to the next step. And that's the thing. A lot of times we feel like we want to skip the process. The process says is part of the journey, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm sending my demo reel for everywhere. People are like, you're gonna have to start out in a small market in the middle of nowhere, fly there, fly to big markets, nothing. Fox 45 was looking for a multimedia host / producer. I was in my bed and I noticed it. I literally went to my Instagram account, switched my Instagram to Fox 45 / multimedia host / producer, took a screenshot, switched right back. I said, this is the job. I claimed it. I put in the energy to the universe. this is the job. I ended up getting that job, and it's crazy. And my boss told me, you're going to produce 80% of the time, be on air 20% of the time. It didn't matter. I was like, I got my foot in the door. I'm going to find a way to be on air every day. That's the thing. When it comes to your dreams, when it comes to your goals, you got to be so bold and unapologetic, because if you see something in your mind, that's God speaking to you. You know what I mean? And a lot of times people don't know what you're capable of doing. And on a deeper perspective, a lot of times we don't even know what we're capable of doing, you know? So you have to go into the journey with yourself and say, I can do it. I'm a child of God. Why not? So a couple months later, I became our traffic reporter. And from traffic, I did that for 2 years. And I wanted to host a show. I said, this is cool. I'm on air every day. I'm appearing in our commercials, but I wanted to host a show. I'm one of those big believers about energy. Whatever you want to do, you got to tap into that energy around it. So I told myself, I want to host a lifestyle show. So I started looking at those lifestyle and entertainment shows at different markets, because Baltimore didn't have one. And I said, you know what? I need to host a show. I went to my boss. I was willing to go to San Antonio and go to a smaller TV station to host a show. So I asked them before, is it possible that I can apply, you know, at our different station, because it's our same company? He said, okay, sure. So the next day he said, the GM wants to meet with me. The GM said, we don't want to lose you, Chardell. What do you want to do? And I said, I want to host a show. And that's how Be More Lifestyle got started. So Be More Lifestyle is a entertainment lifestyle show. I'm loving it. It's great. I was doing that for two more years. And during my entire time at Fox 45, my entire time, I had my own brand. I was speaking around the country. I was speaking internationally. I always had my own brand. And that's the thing I want to encourage all of our queens. You always have to have something of your own. And when it was time to renew my contract, I was getting anxiety. I said, This is a great stepping stone, but I want to jump. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I knew that if I signed another two-year deal, I would be settling. Sometimes in our life, you know, there's periods, and you have to be so bold when it's time to elevate. And last year, you know, I left Fox 45, launched my own company, Motivational More, a multimedia and communications company elevating human consciousness. Yes. So we create powerful motivational content, multiple platforms, music, speaking. We represent brands on television, poetry, anything with creativity and human development, we do it. And that's the thing, like, my lane is so different, but then I realized, like, I'm different. I'm a trailblazer because I'm willing to operate in my authentic realm. And if there's anything that these listeners take from this, is sis, go for your dreams. And just because it's not created doesn't mean you need to stop. You can be the one to create it. There wasn't cell phones before. There wasn't social media before somebody created. So I said, you know what? I'm going to create my own lane that I can do motivation and creativity. So we must be bold enough, unapologetic, to step into our purpose. And it's definitely been a journey. And that's the short version. I was also Miss Caribbean, Metro USA, college, all that stuff. But to keep it short and sweet, hard work, determination, and willing to create my own opportunities is essential for my success.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen. Everything you say, I second that motion, okay?
Come on, please.
And, you know, everything that you talked about, it's about the mindset. Right? Oh, having the mindset that you are not going to just give up, you are going to make it happen. Whatever it takes, you're going to make it happen to make sure that your dreams are realized. And I love that you said that if you see it, that's God giving it to you. That's the vision that God gives you.
Exactly. If you see it, God is speaking to you. The thing that people don't understand is the subconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and fiction. So let's tap into science right now. So you can literally reprogram your subconscious mind to do almost anything, right? So if you can tap into the spiritual world with God and you understand the scientific aspect of how the mind works, it's amazing what you can accomplish. But the thing is, you have to be willing to work on your mental. Most things, not even most things, the greats work on their mental. Talent can only get you so far, but your mental game is the key to success, you know? And even when, after I left Fox 45, my first year in business, to be honest, it wasn't even really focused on growing my business. It was more focused on me doing my soul work, because I understand how important it is to do that inner soul personal development work. Because once you do that, naturally success comes. You know what I mean? So the internal work is the real elevation.
Absolutely. So I know that I'm extremely busy all the time, and I have people that I will say, girl, you have two babies and you do all this. Like, how are you making it happen? And I always tell them, because this is my zone. This is what I do. This is my passion, and I'm good at what I do. I know that, you know, it just comes to me. It's natural for me. If it was something that I was trying to, you know, hitting on that point of authenticity, if I was trying to be like somebody else and do what it is they're doing, I'd be burnt out, okay?
Exactly. Come on, sis.
But when you are walking in your own zone of genius, I like to call it the zone of genius, right? When you are in your zone.
Woo! I like that. That's fire. Absolutely. That's profound.
That's right.
Zone.
When you are in your own zone, worry about whether, you know, this is going to work or whether that's going to work, because you've already tapped into what you're supposed to be doing. You've tapped into your purpose. Now you just have to be strategic and intentional with your actions that you're taking. And so, again, I'm second emotion on everything that you just said.
I'm telling you, absolutely, sis. And I love how you said be strategic and tap into your own zone, because so often we're always looking at outside forces. We're always trying to see how another person is doing it. But when you operate in your highest vibrational frequency, when you operate in your realm, nobody can replicate that. No one. So this is the thing. That's why the soul work is so important, because you realize, like, what you bring to this world, you just being in your authentic self, nobody else can do that. And it helps you stay focused, because you realize every single person is in their own part of their journey. You know what I mean? There's no reason to compare, because that's their own light. You have your own light, I have my own light, you know? And even if what you're doing might seem, you know, out the box, if you incorporate strategy, it's amazing what you can accomplish, because literally there's an audience for everyone.
Everyone, literally.
But if you're not showing the world your true self, you're never really gonna find your real audience.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's deep.
I love that. It is. And so here's the thing. You talked about being bold, right?
Yeah.
And how you must be bold in your move. How you must be bold in your thinking.
Be bold in
your action. Be bold in how you're just moving and shaking along the way to becoming that trailblazer that you really, you know, the trailblazer that you are already. You're already a trailblazer. You just have to tap into everything about you so that it exudes out of you, right? And so being bold, I love your boldness. Let me just say that. I love your boldness. From you doing your music videos, I was just like, hold on now, hold on.
Thank you.
I love it. It's so motivational. It's so inspirational. I shared your video when I saw the last video that you posted. I was just like, shake it, girl. Get it on now.
Thank you.
So it is very inspirational. How did you tap into your boldness to say, not only, you know, you've done a lot during your journey of being bold. You made a lot of bold steps. The boldness of changing your Instagram profile for a moment to manifest on that. The boldness to step out on your own and create your own company, Motivational More. Where did you find your boldness? How did you find that within yourself to do? How did that manifest?
That's a great question. To be honest, sis, God speaks to me. And on the deepest, deepest level, the reason why I left Fox 45, because God told me the world needed my energy. The world needs your energy, Char. The world needs your energy. And, you know, you can get it because you are a woman of faith. But, you know, I remember I was even hesitant to even say that. But everything in my journey, God told me, it's yours. So I was bold enough, regardless of what was around me, to take those steps. And to me, on the deepest level, that is truly walking by faith. Walking by faith is being able to say, you know what? God, use me. I don't have it all figured out on the physical world, but I see it perfectly in the spiritual realm. So it's literally walking by faith. And when you're willing to walk by faith, naturally you're bold because you're doing things so outside of the box that people can't even fathom. It's God in you, using you for your divine purpose.
I love it. I love that. You know, some people, crazy people, I'm using the word crazy, but some people refer to people like you and I who are really bold in doing and not ask for anybody's permission or validation because you don't need their permission. You've gotten the permission from God. You've already had that conversation. You don't need anybody else's permission. But some people would call it crazy. And at one point, I can say along my journey to, you know, I have an 18-year journey to motherhood. And 18 years it took before I was able to get pregnant, but I never stopped. And along that journey, it was enough to drive somebody crazy. It was enough to drive somebody crazy. However, I then realized that it wasn't about me being crazy. It was about me having crazy faith. Right? I had crazy faith that it was going to happen. I wasn't going to give up. There is no way that I was going to give up on that dream of having the family, the baby that I so desperately, and I knew that I was going to have. I've seen the baby, right?
I'm telling you.
I'm just like, I know you're not going to show me this baby and not give him to me. Like, what's going on? So I held on to every little strand of hope, the faith that I had. And then I wrote a book about it. And it's all based on Matthew 17 and 20 of, if you have a faith, God will mustard seed, anything is possible. Anything is possible. And, you know, faith would encourage any listener, all listeners, you know, globally, here in the U.S., wherever you are, I encourage you to have faith in your journey. Have faith in yourself that whatever it is that you're seeking to, whatever that you're putting your work into will actually become what it is that you are dreaming and praying for.
Amen.
And so listen, Charlie, listen.
Oh, this is great.
I want to talk more about motivational more. I want to talk about motivational more and what it is that you are doing in your company. I want to hear more about that.
Yes, thank you, sis. So passionate. Motivational more stems from my love for creativity and the human development. I love art. I love empowering people. I love motivating. I love creativity. So I said, you know what? I want to create my own hub because I'm doing these things regardless. Anyways, I'm being booked to speak places. I'm being booked, you know, for brand ambassador deals. I have my television content. Why don't I create a hub of my services? So we have two aspects, right? We create our own content, you know, through the speaking, through the music, all of that stuff. We also partner with different creatives for different various projects. You know what I mean? And so not only do we have create our own original projects, we also work with various creatives, but regardless of the project we're doing, it's all empowerment. The message is always the same. It's just different forms of multimedia. So whether it's music, whether it's speaking, whether it's storytelling, even brand campaigns, you know what I mean? Even crafting a message for a brand, we're going to do it in an empowerment way. And that's the thing about creativity. At the end of the day, Motivational More is here to empower all people to become their highest authentic selves. Because the biggest problem I see in this world, in my opinion, is that people are afraid to be themselves, right? And what happens is we put ourselves in these boxes. We play these roles and all of these things and not understanding our own infinite potential and magic. So if I can motivate people to believe in themselves, to believe in their highest authentic self, not another person's version, believe in whoever you are, you know what I mean? Believe that you are important. Believe that you can still keep going on your dreams. And believe also too, we have a spiritual component. Believe in the power of God. Whatever your religion is, that's on you. It's all the same to me. You know what I mean? It's just people have different of showcasing, you know, their love for God. Gotta have consciousness. You have to have spirituality. You have to believe in God, and you have to believe in yourself. And God loves you for who you are. Who you are, because so many people just are broken. Trauma.
Yes.
Rejection. Past. Things that they have done. Boxes. 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 Not understanding that you are a child of God. You know, we all go through things in this journey called life. So I create content to truly empower all people. I see the vision, sis. And when I mean motivational more, I see the vision. Motivational more is going to be huge. I see myself doing these huge concerts. Oh my gosh, hello. Hello. Hi. I see myself doing these, you know, huge, huge concerts, intersecting the speaking, the poetry, the music, all in one stage. I see the vision. I'm like, this is my own thing. I'm going to do it. So, and this is only the beginning. We're going to do music. We're going to do film. We're going to do all of this stuff. So I truly believe that the human potential is infinite, just like creativity is infinite. And I'm going to empower people worldwide to become their highest authentic self.
I absolutely love that. That was actually going to be my next question. Where do you see, where do you see motivation more? You know, she's waving back.
Global empire, expanding our content. You know, movies, you know, just global tours. I see the vision, just me empowering people on stage, dancers, you know, it's the whole vibe. Because we literally incorporate everything, the personal development, the spirituality, and the creativity. And honestly, I don't know anybody who's doing this type of thing. You know what I mean? And it's different.
I don't either.
My music is very, very different. You know, but it's me. And I think that, you know, not even think, I know I was called to do this. I know I was called to serve and empower through my love for people and the performing arts. You know what I mean? Hi! Absolutely. She's so pretty.
For those of you who, none of you can see us, but Shardell is, she's seeing my daughter, Arden.
Oh, yes. Karen. Oh, yes. She is such a beautiful queen.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is the 21-month-old that I was doubly blessed with. Without any help, any assistance, no IVF, nothing. It was a blessing from God.
Wow.
Both of them were. I was actually 2 months young with both of them and didn't know it.
I'm telling you, and that's why I'm so proud of you for sharing your story. I'm proud of you for empowering other women to believe. I'm telling you, what you're doing is so much bigger than you even realize. Trust me, because when you can touch a soul to keep going in life, it's so much bigger. Nothing is more important. I'm sorry, what is more important? You know what I mean? You're using your own story to empower people that, you know, it's okay. Keep going. It's absolutely big. And I'm so honored that you even took the time to interview me.
Listen. You saying the same thing about me that I'm saying about you. I absolutely adore you. Your energy. Constantly show up and how you not only show up but you show out because you know who you are, whose you are, right?
Thank you. Amen.
I am grateful. For one, before we wrap up, I have a couple of more questions. First of all, how can the listeners get in contact with you and stay in contact with you so they can experience more of Ms. Shardell Moore?
Absolutely. So you can follow me on all platforms at Shardell Moore. Also check out my website, shardellmoore.com, as well as motivationalmoore.com. Also check out my music. Right now, Self Love is a Beautiful Journey is available on all platforms, as well as You the Plug and Queen Revolutionary. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and I'm telling you, whatever thing I do, it's going to motivate you, it's going to inspire you, and just be on this journey, because we're literally taking this motivational board to a global empire.
I absolutely love that. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And so, as we are wrapping up, I want to ask you, what is there anything that you have going on right now that we can, how, in ways that we can support you?
Absolutely. So right now I'm working on a phenomenal public speaking course. Now, this is not the typical public speaking course. I'm going to teach you to speak with your highest authentic voice on stage and truly connect with people in such a powerful and transformational way. So this is our latest product that we're working on with Motivational More. I also have an EP coming out this year, so be on the lookout for that. And, you know, just more good vibes, good energy coming your way. So expect more television content, more phenomenal motivational speeches, excellent events, as well as my Self Love is a Beautiful Journey tour. I mean, of course, Corona has kind of like put a hold on that, but regardless, you can expect endless motivation from me from all platforms.
Absolutely, and you all can find her on the June 2020 issue of Woman on the Verge magazine as well. She's our trailblazer. She is our cover girl. We believe in exactly everything that she's doing. She is motivation. She's motivated. She's motivation. She is motivation to us all, and we appreciate you for your yes. We appreciate your yes.
Thank you so much. But again, it's truly an honor, Ms. Moore. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, too. I appreciate you as well. And to all the queens listening all over the world, remember, the only person who can stop you from succeeding is yourself. You are a child of God, and you deserve to do anything that you put your mind to. If you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to put God first, the sky's the limit. So thank you, sis.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time. I really, really do. I know this is going to be a blessing to many. They will find their voice. They will find their courage. They will find their will and drive and determination to keep going, because they heard your story. Yes. They heard how you were able to, move and shape your strategy and intention. And you were able to become the trailblazing woman that you are. So that's going to empower. If it only empowers one person, that's all that matters, right?
Amen.
So again, thank you for sharing.
Yes. Thank you, and continue to push, queens. We're all trying to figure this thing called life together. Nobody has it all together. So just take it one day at a time. That's all we can do. And God is the source. Blessings.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye, mama.
Today's podcast has been brought to you by Mom Millionaires, a safe space where women and moms meet to learn how to live that 10-stream lifestyle while also learning the proper steps to create, build, and scale global businesses. You can find them on all social media at Mom Millionaires, M-O-M Millionaires.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of Woman on the Verge podcast. I am your host, Tamika Chapman, and I hope that the interview that was done today, the message that you've received, has helped you immensely move forward in whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish and overcome. I would love if you would share this podcast. I would love if you would download it. I would love if you would give us a great rating, a 5-star rating on the podcast and the different episodes. And then I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback on what the podcast has done for you. I would love to hear your feedback on the different episodes that we have, and you never know, your messages could end up in one of our podcast sessions. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. We'll be back next Friday with another great episode, another great interview with another great, amazing human being. Thank you all so much. Have a great day.